Hey, what's going on out there, guys? You are now listening to Rolling with the D. And on this episode, we are going to continue the freight train, the steam rolling engine that is NFTs. We talked about it on episode 60, kind of gave you a high level, low level, deep dive overview. And I'm going to continue pounding this because I believe that this is the biggest, we're about to see the biggest renaissance since the internet. We're talking like 94 when www.whothehellknowswhat.com first came on the scene. We are going through that time. It's a magical time to be a part of the world that we live in, including future worlds, which we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about metaverse. We're going to talk about a couple of projects that I'm personally invested in and give you guys some more insight and bring you up to speed on NFT land. So let's get into the episode. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. Sit back if you can, take some notes, write some things down. I want to get the wheels turning. This is episode 61, Rolling with the D podcast. Let's get it. Checking out some of this new. These are new freestyles, guys, right off the press. Ghostface Kill. I grew up on Ghost. Got a couple new tracks. This is a Bob James freestyle featuring Raekwon. So is Ghostface coming out with a new album? What's the deal? Check this one out. Okay. Word. I grew up on that Ghostface. Reppin' the NY today. What's going on, guys? How you doing? You're now rolling with the D uncut in the studio. Hopefully you guys are doing good. Just want to wrap with you guys today on the podcast. This is a impromptu pod. Just dropped the pod the other day. Been getting people hitting me up like, what the hell's going on? Why is your profile pic a monkey? What's the deal? You're talking about NFTs and Ethereum and crypto. Did you swallow the crypto pill? What's happening? Well, yes, indeedy. I swallowed a crypto pill. And so I've been talking about it because I've been about it. And I'm trying to bring my community, people like you, and you that follow and listen to the podcast up to speed and share with you guys some things that I've learned, things that I'm learning. And I want to touch on more of that today. You know, what is going on? This term metaverse, we're all going there. I don't think anybody's not going there. The only question is, when are you going there? How are you getting there? What are you going to look like when you get there? Right? Are you going to look like your normal self? You're going to look like this? You're going to look like your regular self? You know, you're going to pick out your outfits. You're going to pick out your hats, you're going to pick out your chain, you're going to pick out your shirt, you're going to pick out all of these things that you want in the metaverse. And you're going to start to put together your look, we'll call it. Well, I'm here to tell you that your putting together of your look actually is going to start not in the metaverse. It's going to start in this verse that we're in right now. If you think about version, right? A version of where we're at right now. So it's going to start now. And with crypto, with blockchain, with Ethereum, and with these NFTs, what people are experimenting with is a new currency, a new medium, because a lot of the NFTs are focused on art and how you can make either images Some of them are still, some of them are 3D renderings and new utilities and different tools that we're all going to be using. So people are building this. So we're going to talk a little bit more about it today. I want to tell you about a couple of projects that I'm currently in. When I say in, that means invested. So money where your mouth is, right? And it's cool right now if you're hanging back and you're just trying to learn a little bit about the space, you're watching, you're hearing, you're seeing. But it's just like being at a game. Football game, basketball game, whatever, soccer, hockey, whatever you're into. It's exciting to an extent. And at some point you're like, I want to get in the game. I want to feel the game. I want to be a part of the game. I want to have that experience of the action. And so for the past, you know, probably year or so, I've been just spectating. I've been on the sidelines. I've been watching. I've been learning, been reading. And I had those same feelings like, I want to get in the game. I want to be, you know, I want to be on the field. I'm done sitting in the stands. And you're going to have that same feeling. And when you get that feeling and you decide ready to jump in, hopefully some of the stuff you're picking up on the pod, hopefully some of the stuff you're picking up at the, you know, Rolling with the Deep podcast or on the interwebs, you can use to then be successful or have just knowledge going in, right? If somebody was like, if you were at a game and say you never played the game of football before, and all of a sudden they're looking at you and they're like, hey, you, Mary or Joe or whoever you, whatever your name is, here's a uniform. Go put it on. I need you in the game. We're short a person. You'd be like, wait, what? I've never played this game before. I have no fucking clue about it. I've never done anything. No, I don't even know the rules, right? So you'd want to learn. You'd be kind of shook. And what's happening is right now there's a lot of activity going on in this space, in the metaverse space, in the NFT space, in the crypto space, and a lot of us have just been sitting and watching and watching and watching, and then all of a sudden we're going to end up in the game at some point, because it is going to happen at some point. Your business, your significant other, your company, your position, something's going to change, right? And all of a sudden now you're on this super fast crash course and you get your ass handed to you, you know? So as you're going towards the field, which we're all doing right now, we can start to learn and we can start to pick up and we can start to find out what the rules are. How do you play? You know, how long is it? How long is the quarter? How long is the field? What are the penalties? What are the rules? And that's what we're talking about today. You know, some of those different rules. And so on the last pod, I was talking about the terms, right? There was lots of different terms that were relevant. If you're watching on video, I'm going to throw those up again, right? NFT, what does it stand for? A non-fungible token. OpenSea, that's kind of like the marketplace. If you think about it, almost like an eBay in a sense, where you can browse, you can learn, you can actually even create NFTs there. You can buy, trade, and sell. Coinbase, a great place to go learn about the knowledge. Also, you can build your MetaMask, which is your wallet, right? So MetaMask, separate site. You go, you create a wallet. And within that wallet, you can then start to purchase and hold Ethereum. You can purchase Ethereum on a lot of different sites. But here's one thing, and this is a little discovery that I had. Say you're on the Robinhood app and you buy Ethereum. They don't have a wallet right now. And I didn't even see a way to export my Ethereum to another wallet outside of their platform. So it's just kind of sitting on there. Now I could, yes, sell it and recover my money and then walk on down the road. But right now, from what I can tell, is my Ethereum, and I just purchased a small amount because I wasn't sure, right? So bet a small amount, right? Just to kind of find out what it's all about. And so I got a little small amount because I'm like, well, what if, you know, I can't transfer this out. I can look at it. There it is. I'm looking at it. Great. But if I go to sell it, then what? I sell it and it goes where? Back into my account here. But if I want Ethereum in another account, how do I do that? Now, they did have a sign up where it was like coming soon. So we're going to wait and see on that. But just learning about where that Ethereum lives, right? It's kind of like a stock. You know, you look at it, I look at it very similar to a stock. It has a price, it moves. This is a live tracker right now for Ethereum, if you guys are on the video. So you can see it, this is just one day, right? It's volatile, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. It's like a roller coaster. If you look at it over, you know, today it's gone down almost 7%. Over the week, it's gone down almost 4%. Over the month, it's gone down 0.28%. Over 3 months, it's gone up 25%. So that's another kind of little thing to think about. If you get caught up in the day-to-day, you might freak out and you might prematurely make moves based on minute-to-minute because it is so volatile. Over the year, it's gone up over 620%. Right. So imagine if you bought it, you know, back in the Turkey Day last year. Imagine if you bought it even back in February. I mean, it was like $700, you know, $800, $1,000 February of this year. And now it's at 4,000 as we're speaking, as I'm talking, a little over $4,100. Now, the other day when I did the podcast, it was at 4,214. So you can see it's going to move up and up and down and down, up and down, up, down, up, down. But Ethereum, and Ethereum's kind of the cryptocurrency that I'm focusing on because that is what is the, I guess you could call it the number one currency for buying NFTs on an NFT marketplace right now. It's using cryptocurrency. And then we talked a little bit about that. So that was Ethereum. And then the blockchain, which ties it all together, which is owned by no one. It's actually owned by everyone. It's decentralized. So there's all these different computers. Now, there are people that are, you know, mining. We'll use that term as mining Ethereum. And just like Bitcoin, there's a certain amount that can be mined because it's all based on numbers and combinations of numbers that could be, you know, these long, you know, codes of numbers, and there's a certain amount. So if you go back and think about gold, right, there's only so much gold, and gold used to back the dollar, right? So gold was the actual backing of the dollar, and there's only so much gold, and they would mine gold, and then this is how, you know, this much money would be worth. So then they created paper, because who wants to walk around with chunks and blocks and pieces of gold, right? It's heavy. You're going to have like, what if you needed $100 in gold? It could, you know, imagine 15 pounds in your pocket. Who knows? And then it changes, right? So not very practical. So they created the piece of paper that was backed by gold, but they abandoned that in the 70s. And that's kind of when money just became this, what's called a fiat currency, and your government's getting to pretty much print on demand. So there's really nothing backing money these days. When the blockchain appeared was with the kind of creation of Bitcoin. And I think there's 21 million Bitcoin. I'm not sure what the total number of Ethereum that can be mined. So that's all that will exist. So once it's all mined, meaning people are on the computers and they're building the blockchain. So remember those blocks and the links, each block series of numbers connected in a chain to another block, another series of numbers connected to a chain, and so on and so forth. That forms the blockchain. And all of the people that are doing that are on very powerful computers, and they're mining, they're spending time, and they're, you know, going through codes. Because when you start to go through these codes, it's almost like, if you think, almost to me, the way I could understand it is like, if you think about like in a Rubik's cube, there's so many combinations to get, you know, one side all yellow, one side all green, one side all blue, one side all red. And once they finish that block, they move on. Now that takes time because they're figuring out all these combinations to where those numbers are all linked up and they're ready to move to the next block. So there's people mining it, but it's decentralized. So there's people all over the place. You could get into the game. You want to buy a powerful, super powerful computer and learn about how to mine for Bitcoin. You can make money doing that. So there's people that actually are mining in Bitcoin and Ethereum and putting all this together. So those people are out there. The people that I'm talking about, the people that I am, the people that we are, we're talking about, you know, buying Ethereum, right? And then spending Ethereum on NFTs. So the non-fungible tokens, which are one of ones, meaning they're not interchangeable, not duplicatable. Like there's no, you're not going to counterfeit, right? And I talked about two of the biggest projects out there, the Bored Ape Yacht Club, the CryptoPunks. CryptoPunks, two of the biggest projects. CryptoPunks 2017, you can go and look into it. One of the most notorious. And now today, if you go on like an OpenSea, one of the most valuable projects that exist, if you wanted to buy it. And then the questions always come in, right? When I was talking to people, it's like getting your head around it. How do I own a picture of something, right? Because it's like a little, you know, picture. Now I'm going to show you like an example, right? So if you're looking at this picture and you're like, okay, this picture that I have. So this is a picture of me doing the podcast the other day, right? It's on my phone. I could text it to you right now and you'd have it. I could text it to 20 people and they'd all have it. But you know what else I could do with this picture? I could put this picture on OpenSea. I could go on there and I could create, or another site that you create an NFT, a non-fungible token, and you're going to have to upload a picture. It could be a JPEG. So I upload this picture onto the platform and I create this NFT. And then I put a description of the project, the picture, and then I start to outline like what are the details. So that's where we get into the smart contracts. And you could literally make anything be a part of the smart contract. And that's really where the amount of value, the tremendous amount of value lies. It's not in the image, because all of the Bored Ape Yacht Clubs and the CryptoPunks, you can go on OpenSea and look at them. You can screenshot them on your phone and you will have a replica of the image. But you will not own the non-fungible token. You will not own the code that's attached to it. You will not own that spot on that blockchain. You will just have a replica, just like you won't own the Mona Lisa if you go to a gift store at the Louvre and buy a replica of Mona Lisa. You won't own the Constitution if you go to the store when you're taking a tour of DC and you stop in a souvenir shop and buy a replica of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. You won't own the original. And so that's where the value comes in. And people like to collect things, whether it's a social status, you own something, it's like, cool, there's only one, because all non-fungibles, they're one of ones. Now, if you created series, then it wouldn't necessarily, it could, the value could definitely change. Like if Mona Lisa, right, was, you know, at the time was that it was created, was there was maybe two or, you know, three or something like that created, then the one of one would be not as rare. But it's the non-fungible, the one of one, that really makes the rarity of that NFT or that token really creates the value. And then the underlying smart contract. Now, you may look at a picture and think, okay, you really love art. People always look at art and they're like, oh, it's, you know, they pay this much for that, they pay this much for that. But like when Leonardo da Vinci is painting the Mona Lisa, Leonardo da Vinci thinking, how much is this going to be worth? No. So that artist, they're putting their heart and soul into it. And then it's about the spectator after that. So the person that views it. And then if it becomes, you know, valuable because this person really likes it and this person likes it more and I want to own it. And so that could be some social signaling. So that could be it. Leonardo da Vinci wasn't like, oh, there's an underlying contract. It's a smart, like that didn't exist back then. It was just creating a piece of art and then the marketplace decides. So with these, you know, first you're going to get whatever the NFT is. If it's a picture, if it's a digital, it's going to be digital something, an image, a 3D, a rendering, whatever that is, you're going to get that, but you're also going to get the rights to the smart contract. And so that's a big thing to remember because, you know, one of my favorite projects that I'm watching started by Gary Vaynerchuk, social media guru, business guy, marketing, entrepreneur, started his project, VFriends, and he just did little hand drawings. He drew them all himself and then worked with a designer to turn it into a digital image. So he's just drawing little, and I mean, when you look at the artwork, it's like, ooh, like you're not going to be like looking at the artwork and I mean, be like, okay, this is like his next level skill. It's not like this is what he does, but they're funny drawings. And but where the power of his project comes in and why it's doing so well is then he took that smart contract and he really layered some really cool things into it. A lot of them had to deal with access to him and some of the events that he's doing with them, some of the one-on-one time you may get. Maybe it's being on a podcast, maybe it's going to go fishing with him, whatever it is, but all these different things in these different tokens and these different smart contracts, that creates the value. So then when you look at a little hand-drawn elephant that looks like, you know, it was drawn by like a second grader and you're like, why is that worth, you know, $20,000? A JPEG image, little one by one JPEG image. You could screenshot it right now if you wanted to on your phone and we'll look at some of them. Why is it going to be worth that much? Because of the smart contract. And that's where, you know, I want, as we're talking about this subject, you're going to hear these terms over and over and over again. And that's where I want you to start to, you know, kind of, you got to dig into this a little bit more, right? Want to learn more? Yes, I want to learn more. So I'm going to pull up my screen here as we're going to look at some of the bits and pieces. So let's look at OpenSea. Let's take a little groovy ride down to the OpenSea. So OpenSea.io. And you can see on here, discover, collect, and sell extraordinary NFTs in the world's first and largest NFT marketplace. So then you're like, all right, let's explore. Let's see what's going on here. So as we're looking at some of the projects, you'll see they'll have, I mean, it's a variety of things. Some things look like little pixelated, you know, images like the CryptoPunks. It's like, what's so special about that? They have things trending. They have top, they have art, music, domain names, virtual worlds, trading cards, collectibles, sports, utility. But we're going to take, because we're talking about VFriends, we're going to take a look at VFriends. So when he created his collection, there's 10,200, almost 10,300 items. So that's 10,300 NFTs. Right now, there's over 5,000 owners. The floor price, meaning the lowest price that any of these are being sold for or sold for, 8.19 ETH. So if you think about that, let's go back to what's today. Right now, ETH is running at like $4,100. So if you take, we'll just keep the numbers round, $4,100 times 8.19 equals, so the cheapest VFriend right now is going to be $33,579. Yep. And here they are, right? This is not Mona Lisa, right? We could draw these. You could draw these. So why, and this is the lowest pricing right here. So why are these selling for that much? Why are these selling for $33,000? Because they're a Mona Lisa? No, because of the smart contract, because of the work also Gary Vaynerchuk's put in, his community, who he is. So if you could get access to him, you know, but these are all on the open marketplace because he's already minted all these, or people have already minted all these are owned. So now this is secondary. So this is now where you get into, you know, buying. Now you're already bought. Now you're into the trading or the selling side of things. So you can buy this now. If you got 8.19 ETH, 33,416.51, boom, you can buy now or you can make an offer. And this sale is going to end on this one on November 30th at 11:39 a.m. And then you can kind of look at if there's price history. You can look at listings. You can look at, you know, what the price is up and down, what the floor difference is, expiration, the owners. A lot of the owners like to be kind of anonymous in a sense where, I mean, you can find out who they are, but they may use a pseudonym or a different name. You know, so people want to protect their privacy that way they can. This token is verifiable for admission to VCon. So that's one of the things you're going to get with this token. You can go to VCon, which is going to be a huge conference, two-day, three-day conference. So next year, 2022, 2023, 2024, this token is a collectible that lives on the Ethereum blockchain. And then as you look down, you'll be able to see the properties. So the additions, the adjectives, the animals, the creator, property, property, group. You'll be able to see what else is under here, dates. So you can see birthday. So when it was created, about V Friends, you can see the details. So the contract address, right? You can see the token ID. So it's 2,882. The token standard, which is ERC-721, and then blockchain Ethereum. And then you can see any events that were happened when it was first minted, when it was transferred from one owner to the other owner, right? And the contract address, if you click on the contract address, let's see where it's going to take you, Etherscan. So Etherscan is going to show you the contract, the token. It's going to give you the whole history about it. So this is where the verification comes in. So you're not going to be able to manipulate, right? There's no funny money happening here. You get to see everything that happened with this, when it happened, where it happened, how it happened, all the way through the entire history from day one when it was first created until now. So that's kind of cool. And you know exactly where things are at. And you can look at the whole entire blockchain because it's a public ledger. Anybody can come in here and look at the blockchain and see everything that's going on. And that's what makes the blockchain pretty unique, because you're not, you know, think about money that you have now. You're not able to normally, you know, track your money, like, and who would want to? Who cares, right? If you have a $5 bill, do you want to know like what else that $5 bill purchased recently? Who had it last? Who had it before them? When it came off the printing press? No, it's $5. It's worth $5. That's it. There's nothing rare about it. It's fungible. It's easily interchangeable, kind of replaceable in a sense. As long as it's not counterfeit, who gives a damn about that $5 bill? So that's where non-fungible, that's where tokens can come into play. And so OpenSea, guys, the biggest thing I would say with OpenSea is go on there and take a little, you know, take a little trip, check some things out, get a feel for, you know, some of the projects before you start spending your money, right? Because you're going to want to, essentially, you're going to want to. Now, I want to share a couple of projects that I'm involved in. I'm tell you a little bit about the projects. And you know, first thing when I started with this, I was like, I want to look at, you know, all the different kinds of projects that are out there and something that catches my eye, because at first glance, that's what you're going to see, right? It's going to be like, okay, you know, it's like in the real world, right? You see somebody, you're like, oh, he's cute, she's cute. And then you find out, oh, what's your name? You know, what do? Where do you live? How many people have you killed? None? Cool. Do you want to hang out a little bit? And then so you kind of build that relationship with that project. But the first thing you get is what it looks like. So all of a sudden you see this cool looking ape. You're like, oh, cool. You start looking into the information about it and you can find out more about it, more about it, more about it. Next thing you know, maybe you want to buy, maybe you don't. But you want to start there. So a couple projects that I'm involved in, and I'm going to put a little backdrop up here. Let's see. So the first one that I'm involved in, my first ever involvement in the space, was through the Strong Ape Yacht Club, SAC. But if you're looking at it for Instagram purposes, for Twitter purposes, for OpenSea purposes, it's called the Strong Ape Yacht Club. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's not. It's not called the Strong Ape Yacht Club. There is the Bored Ape Yacht Club. It is called the Strong Ape Club. No yachts involved, just the club, right? Strong Ape Club. And so lots of cool looking apes. And me, one of the things that caught my eye when I was looking at it was I saw one that was, you know, like Hulk Hogan. And I grew up, you know, watching WWF at the time, Stamford, Connecticut, grew up in Norwalk. So their headquarters, the WWF at the time, now it's WWE, their headquarters is right there in Stamford. And so I grew up around wrestling and wrestlers, and, you know, even met some at like random family parties and stuff like that, that were pro wrestlers. So I grew up in that scene. And so the Hulk Hogan Strong Ape, I was like, oh, cool. And Strong Ape, I mean, if you're into fitness, you like to work out. That was another thing that kind of, I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. So I wanted to learn more about the project. So that's kind of how I started. So if we go back over here to OpenSea, show you their collection. So Strong Ape, let's put that in there. So there it is, Strong Ape Club. So every collection has, you know, a page, just like a profile. So strongapeclub.com, Strong Ape Club, created by Strong Ape Club. That sounds appropriate. So then they have a little introduction here. So the Strong Ape Club, SAC, is a private collection of 5,000 unique Strong Ape characters, with each ape's proof of ownership stored on the Ethereum network as an ERC-721 non-fungible token, NFT. And so here's all the different items that they have, right? And so each item has an owner. If it's listed, meaning you listed it, if you own it, you can list it, unlist it, just hold it. It can be displayed here. If it's listed, that means it's for sale. If it's not listed, you can do a bidding type of listing, or you can list it for a set amount. You can list it for also a set time period. So you have control of all that. And so, and there's ways to filter these. This right now is priced low to high. And so at the low end right now, you can see this Strong Ape right here, Strong Ape Club number 2467. The top bid is 0.04, offer for 0.04. And if you click into it, you'll get a little bit more details about it. And so then it'll tell you owned by Texas, you know, how many views, how many people have favorited it, listings, price, offers, you know, below floor. Remember, there's that lowest price, which is called the floor. So if you list it and people offer you below the floor, they're kind of, you know, essentially trying to lowball you, but it's up to you to say yes or no, you own it. So if you bought it for, if the guy bought it for 0.04 and sold it for 0.04 and he didn't even break even, right? Because there's some transactional fees, like anything involved, you know, that's his prerogative. And then of course the properties, the details, all that same stuff. So you can find out all the authentication. But now, here it is again, right? You take that screenshot. Do you own this? No, you have a replica. You have a picture of it, but you don't have the smart contract, and you don't have anything that the smart contract, you know, or the smart contract lays out. So here's a list, and you can see all these apes, and they're cool, right? So it depends. I mean, if you're into that, you like, you see something cool, check it out. Now, just for fun, we'll see the volume traded. So you can see 610 volume traded. You can see the floor price right now, 0.2. You can see how many owners there are. And you can go price. You want to see high to low, what people are listing them for at the high end. Let's see. Oh, he looks pretty badass. So yeah, somebody's listing this one for like 100 million ETH. And yeah, well, you know, people can list it for whatever they want. This one over here is listed for 3,251 ETH. And some, now, you know, there, you'll hear a term called rare. There's even a website and an app called Rarity. Some are rarer than others. And so like, that's something also to think about. Like if you have a super rare one, just like cards, just like anything, right? Now they're all unique, but just because, you know, one has a certain jacket on doesn't mean no other one will never have that jacket on, but they might have different color hair, different accessories, different this and different that. So that's where they're all unique, but there could be some that are super rare. So maybe if a project comes out and they create 5,000, maybe there's like 500 that are super, super rare, right? So that's where those may, you know, be able to fetch a big, a lot bigger, more, you know, higher offers, bigger amount of money, so on and so forth. So that's kind of their page there. Now, a big place you want to be able to also know about and where you can go if you want to learn, meet, talk, chat, every pretty much project, you're going to see all their connections up here. So here they have their website link. Discord. Discord is a big one. Download the Discord app. You go on there, you create a profile. You can click into any of these projects. They have Discord channels. And they're basically like, you know, chat rooms on steroids, because there's lots of different threads they can have, but there are places where you can go and you can chat with other owners. You can, they have a non-owners chats. They have also some that have threads within that channel that's just for the owners, or the what we call the holders of the NFTs. But you can go and learn, you can network, you can just ask questions. You can just be a fly on the wall and just read comments and read what people are posting in the threads. Great place to learn. Then they have the links like for their Instagram, their Twitter. But what I want to do is we're going to hop over to their website. And so we're going to go to strongapeclub.com, because this is where you're going to be able to do some of your, you know, kind of research and learn a little bit more about like what the project is and all about it. So you see up here, you'll get like same thing, join our Discord, you'll get home, you'll get project, the project, get roadmap, the team, staking. These are all terms to learn about public sale. So they still have some apes that have not been minted, you know, meaning that, you know, there's their goal was they want to release 5,000 and maybe they have like 800 left to mint before they're completely what's called sold out, which means the only way then after they're sold out is to get them is either they bring more to the market, they do another offering, or you buy them on the secondary market on a place like OpenSea, which we just went to. So they still have some apes to be minted, and then you can learn about the project. So the project right here, and we'll go through this. I'm not going to go through this with every single, you know, one, but I want to just talk about some of this. And these are some of the things, and if there's terms in here. So the Strong Ape Club is a private collection, which we already heard about, 5,000 unique Strong Ape characters, with each ape's proof of ownership stored on Ethereum, right? So it's stored on that blockchain. Every ape's identity is the combination of hand-drawn ape arts and one-of-a-kind algorithmic outputs, which is why each Strong Ape is a rare, living, breathing work of art with its own unique history. With over 200 drawn traits, owning a Strong Ape comes with an automatic membership to a closed group of Strong Ape collectors with great cash benefits and exclusive utilities reserved only for group members. The Strong Ape Club will be released on November 14th, 2021. And so with each project, you're going to be able to come on their site and do some of the research. And you'll be able to find out, you know, a little bit about the owners. And usually they'll have a roadmap, right? So the launch roadmap. So it kind of gives you like where we're at in the project. So to celebrate the Discord group. So they started building up their community, 25,000 members. There will be a raffle draw giveaway of 5 Strong Apes to 5 lucky Discord members. To achieve this milestone, we all need to work together as a cooperative ape civilization to make our Discord and Twitter community thrive. So these are different milestones on the roadmap. So 20%, we will deposit $50,000 into the Strong Ape Club fund for ongoing project developments, marketing campaigns, and floor sweeps. The Strong Ape Club merchandise will also be launched for sales during this phase. And then they get to the competition. The takeover begins here. and the clash for control and dominance. This is where your status in the Strong Ape Club community will be decided by you alone, which is why you need every tool you can find to become an alpha ape. It is where you also get the opportunity to win the rarest strong apes of the 12 memorable apes, which automatically earn you for a $10,000 cash prize. There are only two giveaway spots available for two alpha ape collectors who already hold a strong ape to become memorables. If you think you've got what it takes to be a leader, join our Discord group today. And so this kind of goes into different milestones, different things that they want to do throughout their project. Now, development roadmap. And so this is going to talk about staking. So strong ape holders can stake ape NFTs and earn daily tokens. Collectors can either sell the tokens or use them to modify the strong ape owned. Every second market transaction is entitled to a 10% royalty. 50% of the second market royalties will be deposited to the Strong Ape Club liquidity pool. The other 50% will be sent to the Strong Ape Club fund, which is dedicated to ongoing project improvements, marketing campaigns, and floor sweeps. One of the goals of the staking is to create a higher floor price. And so they have a cooperative community, a communal model. So besides helping each other and sharing new investment opportunities, we let the community make the call on what direction to take by holding polls whenever there is a decision to be made, from Ethereum to Bitcoin. Communal consensuship is a trait typical of every truly distributed system out there. And so top class events, we will organize top class events in famous cities around the globe, specifically meant to strengthen our communities as they expand. We could be in your city soon, you never know. And then collaborations and limited editions. So strong ape holders will have a chance to claim a limited edition of custom-made strong ape NFT each month. These may be created by our team or in collaboration with a partner. And so then it talks about the memorable apes, which is only going to be so many. So 12 memorable apes, it talks about to start with. And then you get into the team. So you can find out, you know, who's the founders, co-founders, what their handles are or their names. You can look into them. You know, they have Instagram profiles, LinkedIn profiles. Not everybody may be docs, but usually, I mean, the founders, you'll be able to find out their public, their actual name, right? So you look at Strong Ape Captain. At Strong Ape Captain, you're like, who is that? Oh, you look into this, like one of the co-founders, you find out, oh, that's Mike Smith. And you can see like what their background is. And you want to do that kind of research, right? Because it's so popular right now and it's becoming, the barrier to entry is, you know, pretty easy. Anybody could be popping up with projects. So do some research on it. I mean, if it smells like a skunk and it looks like a skunk, it's probably a skunk. So you have to do that. It's called due diligence. You have to do it. It's like marketing. You've bought things before that you thought were, it's like, oh, this is a piece of shit. There could be projects out there that are pieces of shit. It's the same thing. I mean, you're not going to just, oh, whatever. So you got to do some research. You got to look into it before you jump into it. And then, of course, they got an FAQ section. And then they've got all their socials at the bottom. So that's kind of what a project looks like. And just like this project, there's another project that I just got involved with that I'll talk a little bit about. I'm not going to go through every single thing on this one. But this one just actually launched Meta Billionaire. So this is some of the artwork that I got posted here. So you can see this totally different vibe. Doesn't look like apes. There are a lot of ape projects. You know, there's Space Apes, Zombie Apes, the Bored Ape Yacht Club kind of is the forefront of all of the apes. But there's lots of cool things happening with apes. This is a totally different vibe. I was really into first look, right? So first I looked, I was like, oh, I think these images are cool. Saw some of their stuff on Instagram. What did I do next? Same process. So I'm kind of giving you my like due diligence process. I went from the Instagram, then I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm going to go and check out, you know, what they're doing on with their profile, look at them up on OpenSea. So same thing, come on OpenSea, put in META, can't spell, Meta B, Meta Billionaire. So this project just launched Wednesday. So Wednesday night. So there's always a big hype, right? It's all like, we're getting ready to launch. And so when they launched, they were going to launch with 7,777 NFTs, right? So here's the process. Now, when I got into Strong Apes had already launched. It launched like a week ago. And then when I got into the Strong Apes, like just like now, if you wanted to, you could get into the Strong Apes. I went on, I clicked that mint, right? And then the minting process, it kind of walks you through what you have to do. You have to connect your wallet. You have to have enough Ethereum in your wallet first. Then you connect your wallet to their site. And then it says how much it would cost to mint one. You prove that transaction. Boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, it's done, right? And all of a sudden in that wallet, you have any Ethereum that you have, and you have also any tokens. You hold those tokens in that same wallet. And then boom, next thing you know, it pops up in there. There's my NFT. And then it revealed to me what mine looks like. And now you're like, oh, well, you don't know what it looks like before? No. So it's random. Remember that algorithm, those 200 traits, comes up with what it looks like. So just like if you're looking at all of these images that I have behind me, the algorithm says, okay, these glasses, this, you know, piece of gum, this hair, this shirt, this pant, it picks all it, and then it presents it to you. So when I minted it on their website, I didn't know what my ape was going to be until it was revealed to me. And if you're on my Instagram, you're on my Twitter or Facebook right now, my current profile picture is the actual Strong Ape that I own. So that's mine. You want to take a look at them. I don't know if I've got another picture of them in here or not. But, oh, I do. Cool. All right. I guess I'll pull them up real quick before we talk about Meta Billionaire. So that's when I saw him for the first time. So he didn't exist, right? So it's kind of cool because that's where the uniqueness comes in. Then through that minting process, and then all of a sudden, boom, he's minted and he pops up in my wallet. And then I own him. I do whatever I want now. Showtime. So let's take a look at mine. So this is my actual Strong Ape, appropriate. So he's rocking, he's got his AirPods in, and you can't really see because if you're watching this video, it's kind of zoomed in on his face, but he's kind of got like a military style jacket on. He's got some ribbons on there. It looks like a boss, got his little hat on. And I'm totally down with the look, but that's just how it rolled out. But yeah, he's like a military commander type dude. And I'm definitely feeling the vibe. And so now I get to do what I want with my Strong Ape, right? And so that's when I found out what he looked like after the minting process was done. I have all the ownership. I have all the rights. I could list it. I haven't listed it. I could sell it. I could keep it. I could do whatever I want, put it on a t-shirt, whatever. And then there's the smart contract that goes with it, right? So back to Meta Billionaire. So let's take a look at their page. So here we go. So you go on their page and you're going to do the same thing. You're going to do the research. So this project came out Wednesday. So it's, what's today? Friday, November 26th. So this came out Wednesday, November 24th, 8 p.m. is when it was first available. Now they do a lot of these projects. They will have like a pre-sale. They have like for like whitelist members, VIP members, where you may be able to get in early and lock in like the first so many. So maybe it's like they're going to do 1,000, and there's certain criteria. You may have to, you know, spend a certain amount or do different things to get into that group. But I didn't get into that group. So that happened. The pre-sale happened, I think, on the 23rd, maybe the day before or a couple of days before. The public sale was starting on November 24th at 8 p.m. Right. So you get on your computer and you go to their website. Pretty much all the minting when they go on sale, when a new project launches, it's going to happen on their website. It's not going to happen on OpenSea. They just have their profile set up. They've been building up their Discord. They got, you know, community going. Everyone's getting ready. They set the date and then boom, we're launching our project. So at 8 o'clock, I go on there and I'm all fucked up, right? I've got my shit's not working. Like, I don't got my Ethereum in the wallet I need at the amount that I need it. I've got to get, and then there's another site where you can purchase Ethereum. Like, there was a limit, right? I think it was, I was on like Coinbase and there's like a daily limit unless you get pre-approved, right? So I was going to buy some Ethereum on Coinbase, transfer it over to my MetaMask wallet, because when you go on their website, you got to connect your MetaMask wallet, just like with the Strong Ape example I just gave. So you can buy it or you can mint it, right? You can mint it. And then the process happens and boom, you own an NFT or two or three or how many of you buy. So I don't have enough Ethereum in my MetaMask wallet. So I'm like, cool, I got to go buy some. So I go to Coinbase. Oh, there's a limit. So I fucked up and almost, as you'll find out as the story unfolds, could have missed out, right? Because there was a lot of a buzz around this project. There was comparisons to CryptoPunk and certain like celebrities were going to be involved. So it's like, oh man, this thing could sell out. I mean, some of these projects sell out and, you know, just like that. And it's kind of first come, first serve. Public sale opens up. They're like, we have 7,777 of these things. When public sale opens up, you got to be ready to go. So I'm on there dicking around and it took me like 30 minutes, you know, to like found out in another way you can purchase Ethereum, which I didn't even like realize. I mean, I could have probably just purchased it in my MetaMask had I already had like all the payments and everything set up, but I didn't. So I purchased it in another with another service. I mean, which isn't a big deal because the transfers happen pretty like instantly, but crypto.com, they have an app. Actually, they're renaming the Staples Center where the Los Angeles Lakers play, the Staples Center, formerly known as the Staples Center. They're renaming it to crypto.com arena. And that gives you a little indicator of what's going on in this space. When you have major sports arenas rebranding and renaming themselves to a name called crypto.com after an app, after a website, that's an indicator, right? Ding, 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 ding. So anyway, go on crypto.com, can make the purchase. They give you a lot more, you know, a bigger amount because they don't want the amount of transactions going on. So it's all about security. So in some apps, they might say you can only spend up to, you know, $10,000 in a week or $1,000 in a week or whatever. And some it's more, some it could be less. So anyway, long story short, go on crypto.com. I'm able to purchase the amount of Ethereum I need, transfer it over to my MetaMask wallet. I'm on the metabillionaire.com website. Now I'm like, all right, cool. So I go to Mint. Mint goes, connects to my MetaMask wallet. It tells me, you know, even before it'll show you like how much is going to be to Mint. That's how I knew how much to make sure I had in there. So it's like, this is how much is going to be to Mint. Boom. I hit the Mint. Bam. It took about 3-4 minutes. Boom. Done. Now here's the deal. Then I go in my MetaMask wallet and my NFT's in there, but it's not revealed yet. So even as of this moment, I don't know what my Meta Billionaire is going to look like because the reveal isn't coming until after 48 hours. They were going to do at 48 hours from the time that they sold through all of the NFTs available. Now, here's the cool part. I was like, when I got in, they had already since 8 o'clock to like 8:30 or 8:40. It was already like almost 5,000 of them were gone. So this is kind of how fast we're moving, right? So, you know, there's going to be that initial like rush, right? And it slowed down over the evening and I checked back. But they ended up selling out completely, 100% sold out in like under 12 hours. I think it was under 12 hours. That's what the post said. So I'm like, damn. So that's kind of, you know, if you think about it, I mean, that's kind of impressive And like I said, there was definitely a lot of buzz about this project. So they sold out, yeah, in less than 12 hours, they were completely sold out. And so all these, if you wanted to buy a Meta Billionaire right now, you could go on their OpenSea page on the secondary marketplace and you could look to buy them. But here's the funny thing. You don't know what they're going to look like because right now they're all a, like they got this little, you'll see if it comes up here in a second. It's just like an image of like a baldy little bald headed, you know, figure. That's just everyone's looks exactly the same. And so the reveal, I'm going to do a follow-up podcast. The reveal is coming. It should be tomorrow. I want to say it's like around tomorrow at 10 a.m. So I'm going to come back on the pod when I get the reveal. And I'll probably end up changing my profile picture again when mine is revealed. So I'll probably, you know, make my new profile pic, my new NFT, which is the Meta Billionaire. Now, I did a little research on the project, some research on the owners. And, you know, I'm excited to network. You know, this NFT, this project is focused more around, I mean, you probably gather by the name Meta Billionaire, but focused more around like entrepreneurship, business building. So the opportunity to network with some of the other owners, they're going to do some events. And if you don't own an NFT, you're not getting in, right? So whether it's in LA, New York, Dubai, they've named a few different cities. They have some charitable work that they have going on, building some schools, helping get some running water in some areas of Africa that they're focused on with some of the funds. So all the money that's coming in, like, where is it going? What's it going towards? So these are other things that you can find out about the projects you're interested in. Like, what are they going to do with the money? Why should I put my money in to get this little image? So all of that part of the smart contract, what am I getting for it besides the image? You may just like the image enough to put your money up. But when you start getting into some of these projects and you see some of the pricing, I mean, we're talking, it could be, you know, at the low end, a couple thousand dollars, could be at the high end. You saw some of the ones we were talking about earlier, you know, 30,000 was the low end. So, you know, high end could be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So when you talk about getting into a project, if the JPEG don't do it for you, right? What is the smart contract? What's the underlying value? What are the utilities? Who are the founders? What do they stand for? What are they going to do with the money that you're about to shell out? And if you're getting in and you're like, well, I'm going to be an art dealer, right? I'm going to buy, trade, and sell. That's your prerogative. You can do that too. There's people that do that. They want to get in. They see something really cool. They buy it. They list it on the marketplace. Then, you know, it's day trading. I mean, like people do with stocks, people do with art, people do with every kind of thing you could think of. So there definitely is that. There are people that just want it because of the aesthetic and they like how it looks and they're going to print it out on a big canvas and they own it. And it's a one of one and boom. Then there's the underlying smart contract. So there's a few different things to check out and you have to decide on what your profile is, what your palette is as a collector of an NFT. What your profile is maybe as a potential future creator of an NFT, and then what your profile looks like right now as a student of NFTs. So I just advise you guys to go and, you know, learn. I'm trying to see if this little image will pop up so you can see what everybody's Meta Billionaires look like currently. But as a student, you know, go and learn. Check things out, you know, find out where you're at in the game, you know, listen to different podcasts, there's YouTube, you just Google it and you'll find out. So yeah, these are what everyone's looks like right now. So it's like a bald kid, I don't know, wearing like a black turtleneck. It just kind of turns like that. And that's what everybody's looks like. But you can see right now they're listed and people have listed them. Some people have listed them, you know, as little as like, you know, almost $2,000 to look at the high end. There's people that listen to them for, and we'll run the math on that right now. So there's people listening for 99,000 ETH. So if you think about that, what's 99,000 ETH? If you wanted to buy that, 99,999 times one ETH, we called it 4,100 earlier. So you're talking, damn. How do you even say that number? That's like 400. Is that 400? Yeah. No, damn. No. That can't be right. 409 million? Get it the fuck out of here. Yeah, $409,995,900. That's how much 99,999 ETH would be. And somebody has one on here listed for that much. Do they have any bids for that much? Absolutely not. I mean, they're probably just listing it, you know, beyond, just for funsies. I don't know. I actually haven't listed mine yet. But tomorrow's the reveal, so we'll find out again about rarity, about looks, and, you know, people may see one. I do know with this project, there are a couple of NBA players that they created special meta billionaire characters based on them. So they have like their hair look, their, you know, so you can see some of them. Actually, I think in the picture behind me, let me see. Yeah, actually right above my head here, this one's, he's got a basketball. So he is a NBA player. And then where's the other one at? There's another one somewhere. I think this guy down here also NBA player. So they have like the basketball, they got the hair, maybe different color, but they got the style. So I know they have worked with a few celebs on this project. But again, do your research, make sure first look looks cool. Second, study up and read, sounds cool. Third, utilities. Like, what is the project about? What is the underlying value? Is there any? And then next, right? Learning how to buy some Ethereum. You can buy it in fractions. You know, if you got 4,100, you could buy one Ethereum, or you could buy, if you got 400, you could buy a fraction of one Ethereum. And then do some research on the OpenSea. Go on there, look at different projects, see what's out there. You know, get your MetaMask created. All that's free up to the point of you buying Ethereum and then throwing down on an actual project, whether it's a resale on the open market or whether you get in at the beginning and you actually mint your own NFT and you become an original owner, you know, first position owner. So there's all those options. So check it out. But I wanted to share that with you and kind of do a follow-up because I got a lot of questions and people are like, hit me up. And I was like, no, I'm still learning. I'm a noob at this NFT space, but I've been putting in some time. You know, we got holiday time, some downtime, put in some time. It's all on the internet. It ain't like you got to be, you know, you ain't got to take a class on it. You watch YouTube videos on it, get in the Discord chats, go on different projects that you're interested in, or even ones that I've talked about today, hop in the Discord chats. If you do hop in a Discord chat, hit me up. I'm in there. You'll see me floating in and out. Just Sunny D, it's me. I don't got any crazy ass name. Only thing I may have, you know, is a different profile pic, but, you know, I'm in there. Hit me up. Any questions, comments, you're, you know, trying to navigate the space. I'm going to continue to share information, especially with the Rolling with the D crowd, you know, because this is where you come to get a checkup from the neck up. This is where you come to find out, you know, different things I'm paying attention to, right? I'm not just one-dimensional. We all have to be multidimensional. You know, I'm currently working on an NFT project around my passions, around some of the things that, you know, I do, I love to create value for my community. So I'm working on that at the same time. I'm learning it. I'm being a student on it, which is what I invite you to do, right? If I, you know, I'm a hairstylist, right? Stand behind the chair and I cut hair, but there's a lot of different dimensions. There's different parts of your life, a third act, a fourth act, a fifth act. What are you going to do in 10 years from now? I may be DJ Sunny D. 10 years from now, I may own a coffee shop. 10 years from now, I may, who knows what? Sky's the limit, right? There's, and it's not really the limit because you could go beyond. We just saw that with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. They're like, fuck the sky. We're going to outer space, right? They're in Mars. They're like, yeah, Mars may be the limit. And then there is beyond. So it's all about what you, how you want to do and diversify, not to settle for less, right? To always be seeking more. So that's why you're listening to Rolling with the D or watching a video or on the podcast, because you know when you come here, you're going to get a little checkup from the neck up. I'm going to put some shit out there and make you think, like there's other stuff out there. So constantly broadening our horizons, growing our base, right? Talking about our knowledge base, and continuing to push forward. So that's what we're doing here, guys. So thanks for tuning in again. Again, like I said, you're going to hear a lot about this. You know, the best way to learn anything is to teach it. And me being the educator that I am, I love teaching and, you know, presenting. So I'm going to be presenting this information to people until they fucking tell me, get out of my face. I don't want to hear another fucking thing about it. And I'm going to do it because every time I say it, you know, you hear it once, I get to hear it for a second, third, fourth, fifth time. So thanks for tuning in, guys, to the Rolling with the D podcast. Share this, leave some comments, leave some ratings, leave some reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever the podcast is. It's going to help it get exposure. Share the links, hit me up with questions and comments. Follow me on Instagram at SunnyD1.0. On Discord, I'm pretty sure on Discord, if you want to follow me, I'm just SunnyD. I got to start putting my Discord link up there, but I'm pretty sure I'm just me. Ain't nothing too crazy about it. So on Discord, I got to look because, right, I'm a noob. Yeah, I'm just SunnyD. It's SunnyD number 0711. I don't know if that means anything, but I will be linking it up. But at the same time, guys, get on there, and check some things out and have some fun with it and get into the space, get into the verse, the metaverse. All right. So that's all I got for now. And look forward to chatting with you, seeing you on the next podcast. I'm out. We're gonna close it out with that new ghost. Let's hit that up again. On the back of a mule, a heavyweight broke his leg. So it seen Poppy walking for me, chewing a Q-sticks. Him and this man singing Maria with a Q-sticks. Plus he risk, his needles, they be calling him sniff. He tongue heavy, so he told me this was a smoker. What in his hat was left open. So beautiful, his poncho coat was left soaking. Them other niggas profiled with him into the own seat. Drown yourself, I'm from the stack, what I told you. All right, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed that episode. I know this is still, it's still stretching my brain when I think about all the possibilities when it comes to the NFT space, when it comes to the blockchain, the technology, the underlying smart contracts, the things that we can do. What I really hope is in one of these either projects, whether it be the Strong Ape Club, whether it be the Meta Billionaires, whether it be getting on the Discord, getting an OpenSea, creating your wallet, your MetaMask wallet, you know, just downloading information, watching some videos, listening to more podcasts. I'm just hoping to pique your interest because this is going to be one of the biggest intersections of humanity and technology that we have ever seen. And I really want to know that when I get to the metaverse, I'm going to see you guys all there and we're all going to be creating things. I mean, and we're on the tip of the iceberg. We have so much to do, so much more to discover, so much more to learn. So hopefully you're ready to go on this journey and you're going to come on this journey and share part of this journey with me. I'm excited to be a part of it and be able to share everything that I'm learning as I'm learning it on the Rolling with the Deep podcast. So until the next time, we will continue hammering this subject. I will continue putting out content on this subject. So until we meet again, until we talk again, make sure you just keep your brain open and keep on working on your own development as a noob, as a new person in NFT space. So thanks again for listening to the episode. Catch you on the next one. Talk to you soon.